The government has hired 3,000 cyber workers so far in 2016 alone and expects to add another 3,500 by Christmas. But administration officials say even 6,500 new cybersecurity professionals is not nearly enough. So the Office of Management and Budget is outlining a series of steps agencies can take to increase the number of people they recruit, train, and prepare. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with more on the new cybersecurity workforce strategy and memo OMB issued yesterday. This does sound like something they've been working on for a long time, right, Jason?
This actually comes back from the Cybersecurity National Action Plan, which they just released in February. But if you really want to tag back, Tom, it's last year with the Cyber Sprint when they really started to look at federal agency networks and who is running those networks and who is looking over those networks. And they realized, wow, we have a dearth of talented people. There are plenty of good people, just not enough of them. So it's not like the people there don't have the skills. They just don't. There's just not enough people. And I think that's why the hiring of 6,500 people.
That's an amazing number.
That's a lot of people, but it's not nearly enough. And I think this strategy, what it's doing here is saying, how can we address our needs today and tomorrow? And I think that's really key, the tomorrow piece, because too many times you have workforce strategies that want to look to the future, but really don't do enough to address the future. And I think what they're doing here is really looking at how can they get a pipeline of talented people, both in government, but also in the private sector, because they realize, you know, no one comes into government for 35 years, rarely anymore, it didn't stay. They're going to go back and forth, and they're going to compete with the private sector. So why not make sure everyone is skilled and has the right skill sets to work no matter where, whether government or private sector?
Now, these cyber people are kind of like truffles. There are not enough of them. They're rare. They're highly sought after, but you've got a lot of snouts sniffing them out, because not only is the government looking, but so is industry, that the government would end up hiring indirectly.
And you forgot the one most important thing about truffles. They're very expensive, too.
And they're expensive.
And they're expensive, too. So you're correct, Tom. There is a big competition, and agencies feel like in some ways they've been struggling to recruit and retain these workers. For example, the Homeland Security Department has been working on a pilot program to actually provide an additional 20 to 25% salary to cyber workers. This is a very small pilot just with the National Protection and Programs Directorate. They're looking to expand it more broadly. Now, this is not a part of this new strategy, but this is just an example of what agencies are doing. And in this new strategy, what they're trying to do is look at, okay, what are the things we can do to recruit people, to retain them? Specifically on retainment, they're saying, let's have the Office of Personnel Management develop a new, if you will, cybersecurity workforce career path. Make sure that everything is in line. So we say, okay, when you enter at you know, one, how do you get to two? How do you get to three? How do you get to four? And then by four, you are the advanced cyber person that we need to really make a huge, huge difference.
Is this something that OPM can do statutorily by itself, or do they need Congress to help out here?
There is some help from Congress that's already there. If you remember, Tom, in the fiscal 2016 omnibus spending bill, there was something called the Federal Workforce Cybersecurity Act. And in that bill, they require OPM to take specific steps. And I think a lot of this strategy meets those goals in that bill and that provision in the spending bill. So, yeah, I think a lot of this is already there, and it's stuff that OPM can do just on their own. You know, creating a career path for cybersecurity workers is not something that you need Congress to do. They just need the right big brains there to say, what does it mean to be a novice or a middle person or an advanced person, and what does that include? What kind of training is needed? So all of that's being laid out either in the strategy or will be laid out based on the milestones that are in the strategy.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, we know what OPM can do, but earlier you said that the Office of Management and Budget will have guidance for what agencies can do on their own to get cyber people. What are some of those pieces of guidance?
And there are certain things that are coming out. Again, a lot of this is being done in with Homeland Security Department, with OPM, with the National Security Agency. So a lot of the main leaders in cybersecurity. So it's a really a cross-agency effort. One of the big things, I think, Tom, that OPM will do on behalf of the other agencies is establish a cybersecurity HR cadre. Now, this will be an expert group of HR professionals from across the government to really develop an end-to-end hiring process tailored for highly qualified and experienced applicants and also for hiring managers. So that's something every agency will have access to and to be able to hire people more quickly. The other thing that OPM is developing, again, government-wide for all agencies to use, is something they're calling a push-button PD. PD, position description, and basically is taking a bunch of different lessons learned, if you will, best practices, bringing them together to create a streamlined position classification. Again, so whether you're at interior or agriculture or commerce or whatever, if you need a cybersecurity professional, you can go find that push button PD and make it easier to hire somebody.
So kind of a streamlined hiring onboarding process.
Maybe not a process, but at least a initial research and development of the position. They do have, there are special hiring authorities that OPM has given agencies years and years ago to bring in cybersecurity professionals more quickly. The other thing they're doing is trying to expand the recruitment. And now we talk a lot about the existing workforce, but if they're hiring, you know, another 3,500 people and they need to hire many more, where do you find those people at? And one of the things that the Homeland Security Department is doing and NSA is doing is working with universities and other academics to, one, develop better curriculums, but then second, to recruit those people into government. And I think that's going to be a key here. You know, they're talking about the Cyber Core Scholarships for Service program, and they're also looking to expand the Presidential Innovation Fellows program to include a cybersecurity track, if you will, so people who are experts in cybersecurity. So I think there's a lot of things that are coming down the pike for agencies specifically, and not just new guidelines or not just new memos or requirements from OPM or OMB.
Are they saying anything about how agencies should develop their requirements in terms of how many people they think they need?
They've supposedly did a gap analysis last year. Now, what this memo says is agencies' gap analysis was a good starting point, but didn't go deep enough in terms of the skill sets and the types of people. They may say, well, we need more people to do network administration, or we need more people to do phishing exercises, you know, experts in that area. But what does that actually mean? And I think that's another piece to the puzzle that OMB is going to work with agencies to do, to say, okay, let's take it to the next level down and figure out who do you really need and where can we find those people? And I think that's an important piece, because if you don't know more specifically who you need, then how are you going to go recruit them?
And Jason, what about Congress? They have been interested in cybersecurity for a long time, not all that effectively, but will they have something to say about this?
I think that one of the interesting things that this strategy also lays out is that OMB will work with DHS, DOD, NIST, OPM, actually to develop a potential legislative proposal for a cybersecurity skills and education incentive. This is going to be where, you know, again, employees can receive additional compensation based on a level of skills and experience they're bringing. Very similar to what we talked about earlier with DHS and the 20 to 25% increase. I think one of the biggest issues, Tom, that agencies face is the money issue. If company X can pay double what federal government's paying, even with expanded hiring authority, even with expanded pay authority, is that really enough to recruit them? Many times it is, but is it on the long term, and can you get the best people? And I think that's why this legislative proposal is something that is a very interesting and potentially viable option, because I think what we've seen with doctors and nurses at VA, as an example, or lawyers with the Justice Department, there has been times when the government said, okay, we can pay you more because we realize you're in short supply.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, and we'll have a story and some of that memo posted at federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.